Blog Talk Radio.
How's your mic?
Brother. Okay, you want me to turn on the music, or you want to go on and just start off?
I'm gonna go ahead on and go into the show.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Brother Sujia.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
I'll just let you go.
Okay. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected state. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Idin as-sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim walad-dallin. Ameen. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray. I mean. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. And I bear witness that Christ Jesus, of Allah. He's not the son of God. He's not God. He's God's servant. Everything in creation bears witness to the one God. And we call that one God Allah. The Muslim call that one God Allah. And the Quran say that Allah have many beautiful. He got many beautiful names out there for God. You see, so we not trying to say that we have no monopoly over God, no monopoly over. We got certain standards that we have to uphold when you dealing with the Creator. Allah says that there's nothing like Him. There's nothing. And to say that God had a son, he said that's an outrage. So the earth, the mountain trembled to say that the Creator of everything had a son and he didn't have a wife. He said that's an outrage. So that's a concern for us. When you say that God got a son and say that and portray his son as one of the nationalities, that's a concern. So we have a message. We have a message of concern that we present every day on this program. Praises be to Allah. Every day except Friday. We do it on Friday because we do Jumu'ah. In many cases, we do Jumu'ah. We have a message of concern. We're highly concerned that someone is saying that the one that created us all and that created everything in creation, everything, to say that he got a son. The message concerned reads like this. And the message concerned is by Imam Waris Deen Muhammad. It says, what would happen If peoples would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them. And we just twist that a little bit rather than having an image of a Caucasian throughout the world. We said, what would happen if we have an African-American man as your savior, as God in the flesh, as God's son? What would happen? And you can just about imagine what would happen if you Sunday you come to church and you see a black image up there as your Lord and Savior. I asked a Caucasian that. I was in the bank and I said, what would happen if we were raised up a black image like me? And put that into the house of worship. And your children would come to church and see my image up there as the Lord, as God in the flesh. I said, what psychological effect would do you think that a video on your children? You know what this Caucasian told me? He said that they wouldn't believe it. My children wouldn't believe it. So that was amazing to me. Because what that said to me is that he know the truth. It's all right to have his image up there. It's all right for our children to believe that lie. He don't have no problem with that. But if you had my image up there, you'll have a problem with that. That's what he was saying. He's saying that he'll teach his children that that's a lie. Or he already done told his children that they are superior, that so-called African-American peoples is inferior to the point that they won't believe that. So the email asked the question, what would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries with an image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would this do to the minds of the world's children? If they didn't look like that image, it'll make them psychologically inferior. If the image was black, they would be doing things to make themselves look like that image. If the image had nappy hair, they'll try to get nappy hair. If the image got big lips and big nose, they'll be trying to get big lips and big nose. It'll mess their mind up. It'll make them look at us as superior. It'll make them look at us as one that is closer to God, or one of the families of God. Came from the family of God. That image looked like me. What psychological effect would it have on me? It'll make me false. Because I can't be God. I can't be like God. They say that what would happen to the world children put upon a figure of a particular race presented pitiful, and in pain, the savior of all men. That's all kind of psychological problem. Dealing with the sensitivity. dealing with how you think and what's already exists. It'll give you all kind of psychological problems. The Quran, Imam Waqidi Muhammad put a verse here in the Holy Quran and let you know how we as Muslims think in reference to that idea of having someone image up there as the Lord, as the Son of God. He sent us to Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 64. I seek refuge in God against the rejected Satan. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Say, O peoples of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partners with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bound to God's will. So the Quran is making it clear that there is nothing deserved to be worshipped like God. We shouldn't associate nothing or nobody of being godlike. We shouldn't raise up none of the nationalities as partners and patrons of Almighty God. I mean, as partners with God. Raise up lords and patrons other than God. And they're saying that if the people do it anyway, after God done warned them not to do it, then God said that for us not to do it, well, we can bear witness that we at least didn't submit to that, didn't bow down to that, that we kept submitting and bowing down to God's will. That's what God is telling us as Muslims. And it got all kind of chapters in the Bible where he says, don't submit your will to God. I mean to man. Don't make no images of God. Don't say that God got a partner. It's throughout the Bible. You got about 40 different places in the Bible where you say don't make no images of God. That's unintelligent. The Quran, Imam Waqidi Muhammad said that civilized nations should want their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He that God created. That's what the Quran is saying. God created all of us. And we give, when we have a son, when we have children, we have the same thing that we are. God's not going to have a son and have a human being. That's not intelligent. That's what the imam is saying. That don't make no sense. If anything out of this creation have reproduce themselves or have a child, when you see have a son, I mean having somebody like him, it's gonna be not like the human being. The imam said a mortal come from a mortal. And we only men. A dog have a baby, he's not going to have no heart. A chicken not going to have a turkey. That's not civilized. That's not real. But this is the type of idea and concept that is out in the world. This is the type of idea and concept that they're worshiping and that they're putting forth every Sunday. Shaitan is openly raising up an image and establishing one of the nationality as godlike, as superior. He's openly doing that. And the people is bagging up off of it now. I'm so thankful to God. The people is waking up to it. They're leaving the church. They're standing up and saying that that's wrong. That's what the Christian is doing. And Islam is growing. They say that Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Because in Islam, it teaches you the truth that there is no God. The one God. The Quran said, yay, people of the book, why dispute you about Abraham when the law and the gospel was not revealed until after him? Have ye no understanding? Ye are those who fell to disputing, even in matters of which ye had no which he had some knowledge, but why dispute ye in matters of which ye have no knowledge? It is Allah who knows, and ye know not. Abraham was not a Jew, nor yet a Christian, but he was true in faith and bowed his will to Allah. And he joined not God with God. Without a doubt among men, the nearest of kin to Abraham are those who follow him, as also this prophet. He's talking about Prophet Muhammad. And those who believe. And Allah is the protector of those who have faith. The Quran said it is the wish of a section of the people of the book to lead you astray. But it's a lead astray, not you, but themselves. And they do not perceive. Yea, people of the book, why reject ye the signs of Allah, of which ye are yourself witnesses? Yea, people of the book, why do ye close truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while ye have knowledge? So it's saying that these people have knowledge. They have the light. They have the understanding. But they tell you a lie. They give you a lie. They conceal the truth. That's the reason we're having so much problem today. This is one of the reasons that this world is going through what it's going through. and they trying to use the media and the television to emphasize the problem that we got in the world rather than telling you the truth and telling you why all these things is happening. What's causing all this confusion? It's not COVID-19. It's not the monkeypox. It's not the flu. That's not what's causing all these problems. What's causing all these problems is Satan himself. It's deceiving the peoples. Telling you a lie when he should be telling you the truth, when he knows the truth. But they plan, and God plan. And the Quran say, but God is the best of planners. So the truth gonna come to the light. God gave all of us a free will. All of us is being tested and tried. We're not going to be left alone to say that we believe in God without being tested and tried. And God going to know the one that's true from the one that's false. That's what we're going through now, right now. We're in the day of judgment, brothers and sisters. You're going to get rewarded for all the good that you've done. And the lies and the deception and practicing false things and submitting to your desires and things like that, committing fornication and adultery, you're going to get punished for that. You can't fool God. Our book, the Quran, said, God bless all good. All good. Makes no difference who it comes from. God blesses all good. So we have the message of concern, brothers and sisters, and we just like to keep that on your mind. You know, we like to read that to you and let you know that there is a concern about these lies that's been out in the society and about this false religion that they have put together. And Paul was trying to let us know in the scripture in Romans, the first chapter, starting at the 22nd verse. Paul said they professing themselves to be wise, but they was made to be fools. This is talking about our Christian brothers and sisters. I'm not holding nothing back. We're talking about our Christian brothers and sisters that were supposed to be following Christ, supposed to be following Moses, Abraham, Noah. This talking about the people that God messengers and prophets came to them with the truth. And they changed the truth into a lie. They intentionally lied to the people. It was no mistake. They know the truth. Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. They knew the truth. All they had to do was tell the truth to the next generation. Pass it on. What was true? Not lies. And falsehood, setting up partners with God, saying God got a partner. saying that there's other God? Out of these nationalities we got, we gonna say God had a son out of one of these nationalities? The scientists say, there in sociology, say one of the main causes of mental illnesses is false worship. And when you tell a lie out of the scripture and say that God says that, it's going to affect you mentally and eventually physically. And you call it false worship. People's giving themselves to the creation, or giving themselves to their money, or giving themselves to their desire. Giving themselves to their knowledge. False worship. It's going to put them in a position that is going to drive them insane. So, brothers and sisters, we have a message of concern that comes on every day, and we try to put the truth out there as good as we can. And we open that up where you can ask questions or you can make statements. You know. But we're not gonna let you bring in a lie. The same lie. We're not going to do that. You know, we're not that nice that we're going to sit up and let you bring in the same lie. So if anyone that would like to make a statement, anyone like to ask a question about some of the things that I said, we'll give you 5 minutes. We have it open up for 5 minutes for questions or for statements. If not, we're going to keep going. There is a whole lot that can be talked about as far as the message of concern and as far as false worship. God say, a section of the peoples of the book say, believe in the morning what is revealed to the believers, but reject it at the end of the day, perchance they may themselves turn back. And believe no one unless he follow your religion. Ain't that something? What if my religion is lying? What if you can prove that what I'm bringing you, all of it is not true? We're not asking the peoples to follow us blindly. We are not saying that we are the only one that have truth. We the Muslims is the only one that have truth, and that you should only follow the Muslim. We are saying that you should listen to peoples that bring to you correction and try to pass on to you and weigh out what they're saying. Weigh it out. And if it's benefiting them, if what I'm saying is all of it is benefiting you, Then why do you have problems with that? If I was bringing you something that will just benefit me, that I can understand that you're not accepting it. You know? So Christ. So Christ is saying, accept the truth of Almighty God. Jesus said that he didn't just want you to accept him. He said that if he bear witness of himself, then don't accept him. He said, but I bear witness of he that sent me. He said, my witness is not true. If I get up there and talk about myself, And try to show you where I'm the Lord. Everything I bring you is the truth. You follow it. If you can't see it, you still follow it. Just believe in it. Follow me blindly. No, Jesus ain't gonna come to you like that. Not in the scripture. Not the one that I'm reading. I read the Bible too. I read the Torah. I read other books, religious books. I read the Quran. And Jesus said, know you the truth. Allah said in the Quran, it is not possible that a man to whom is given the book and wisdom and the prophetic office to say to peoples, be ye my worshipers, rather than God. On the contrary, he would say, be ye worshipers of him who is truly the cherisher of all. For ye have taught the book, and ye have studied it honestly. Nor would he instruct you to take angels and prophets for lords and patrons. What would he bid you to unbelief after ye have bowed your will to Allah and Islam? So, brothers and sisters, We believe that the truth that God is giving us is open and it is obvious. You know, we believe it's obvious, and that nobody is trying to trick you. And those prophets of God that we talked about, they are not trying to put themselves in office and put themselves up as an object of worship, as somebody that is superior. But he said that they are telling you to worship God. Jesus said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. The Quran said, behold, Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, I give you a book and wisdom. Then come to you a messenger, confirming what is with you. It's after you don't read the book and studied the book. And here come messengers confirming that what you already read. Do you believe in him? And render him help, Allah said. Do you agree and take this my covenant as binding on you? They said, we agree. He said, then bear witness, I am with you among the witnesses. If any turn back after this, they are perverted transgressors. They are perverted transgressors. After God don't give you this in the truth, and you trying to make them a bear witness of, trying to tell them to bear witness of themselves and bear witness of you. The Quran said, do they seek for other than the religion of Allah? For all creatures in the heavens and on earth have willingly or unwillingly bowed to his will. And to him shall they all be brought back. Now that's a fact. All of them got to go back before God. They're going back before God. God is the final judge. That's in all the scriptures. Say we believe in Allah and what had been revealed to us. And what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and in the book given to Moses, Jesus, and the prophet from the Lord. We make no distinction between one and another among them. And to Allah do we bow our will in Islam. All of us was given a free will. Bow our will to God. Jesus said, not my will be done, but God's will be done. He said, our Father. That's what he said. He said, watch me while I pray. This is what Christ Jesus said. Watch me while I pray. He said, our Father. He didn't say my Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He said that thou kingdom come, that God kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And you look up into heaven, everything is magnificent, beautiful, organized. Beautiful good creation. Allah said, if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, which means submission to God, never would it be accepted. Islam means submission, surrendering yourself to God. Say, it won't be accepted of you. And in the hereafter, he will be in the ranks of those who have lost all spiritual good. How shall Allah guide those who reject faith after they accept it and bore witness that the messengers was true and that clear signs had come unto them? But Allah guides not a people unjust. You bore witness to the truth, and then you're going to bag up and you're going to change up on it. Allah said, of search the reward is that on them rests the curse of Allah, of his angels, and of all mankind. And I'm going to get through. In there will they dwell, nor will their penalty be light, nor respite be their lot, except for those that repent, even after that, and make amends. For verily Allah is all forgiven, most merciful. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So brothers and sisters, we thank you we pray that we offer something that of truth. That if you want to challenge it, you can challenge it. If you want to add something to it, you can add something to it. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace, and we're going to give you the dream of As-Salaam Alaikum. And I'm turning it over to Sister Daya. Allahu Akbar. You got it, Sister Daya.
Okay, on my way. Thank you, Brother Sujan.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
Yo, do appreciate that. I needed that.
My wife wants. Could she say a few words?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I shall make them.
Make them up, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah, Bismillah Rahmani Rahim, Assalamu Alaikum. I just want to thank Allah. I said Allah is so merciful. Here it is, because you know we were talking about the monkey pox, and I found out, you know, that other people know too, but because I just heard today that the majority of the people that spreading their monkey pox are the homosexuals. So this is what the guy said. He said that they are the ones that basically are spreading the disease, and that the problem is that how are we going to tell them that they cannot have, they got to stop doing sex? And they said that you, if they touch something and you touch something behind them, or either if you be close to them and touching them and stuff like that, I mean, this is how you can catch that disease, that monkey pox. But like I was saying before, use some apple cider vinegar, you know, start using that on your skin, and that will put back the bacteria on your skin that soap and water washes away, and that would help some in the protection also. But I just wanted to say, I said Allah is so merciful. They was making like you had no rights, you know, against that sin. You know what I'm saying? You know, so but now Allah is so merciful. Look what Allah did. Allah did this. He said, Alhamdulillah. That's all I wanted to say, that Allah is so merciful. He had made it so much easier for us. And that's the fire. You know, like they said, that story with the allegory, that's the fire right there.
Uh-huh.
So that means that we... Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That's
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you for sharing that with us. I had not heard myself that verbatimly anything, you know, that... the monkey pox come from a homosexual. I had never heard of it. I had always heard and read about it being transmitted by even touching, you know, somebody's got the monkey pox and you rub against them or you shake their hands and they've got it on their fingers and on their hands and all, and, you know, that you catch it like that, you know. Like that as well. And sitting in on the plane when you get on, they say wipe your seat off with alcohol or whatever you have, you know, a disinfectant cloth or something, because people that have been on the plane sitting in that seat, they might have had on shorts or something where their skin came in contact with the seat itself, and that would cause you to get, for it to be contagious to you if you sat down in that seat and you don't wipe it or sanitize it.
Let me tell you what I did, Sister Daya, excuse me, what I did. I called all my children and told them, and they already knew about it. They said, yes, I heard about it. So call some youngsters. The youngsters know, because I said, let me call them to warn them. So, because, you know, sometimes they have contact, you know, because they're children, you know. And so I called them and let them know. I called my daughter to tell about her, you know, her sons when they be going to elementary, you let them know so they could take precaution.
Right.
That's what I
wanted.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. And they already knew. And I just just heard it this morning myself when I was just outside listening to the news.
No, but never. I didn't know that it was true. You know. I think it's going to air and when you pass around. But then reading about it, it's different. You know, when you read about it for yourself and you see it, you can. People talk about it, and if you haven't read it for yourself, you know, sometimes you say, "Oh, that's not true. That's just hearsay." Then when you read it for yourself, then you know, that it's not just hearsay. And I wanted to read this little part of it here where it says about the monkeypox. It says the monkeypox is a rare disease caused by infection with the monkeypox virus, just like touch, you know, by skin, and his skin, the germ itself gets on the area or the hand, you know, or the person has it, and touching them, that's what that means, by caused by infection with the monkeypox virus, that a rare disease caused by infection with the monkey. Pox virus. Someone else has got it, and you touch them or skin, or whatever area. Like I said, on the plane they've been on, they catch it like that. And then it says monkeypox virus is part of the same family of viruses as variola virus, the virus that causes smallpox. And monkeypox symptoms are similar to smallpox symptoms, but mildly, and monkeypox is rarely fatal. Okay, well, you know, we've heard about smallpox, you know, being kind of fatal. So, and evidently, then it says monkeypox is not, is rarely fatal. So, well, not as bad as smallpox. Okay, and monkeypox is not related to chickenpox. So, we know it's not related to chickenpox. It's just got its own little thing. And monkeypox is a rare disease caused by infection with the monkeypox virus. Monkeypox virus is part of the same family of viruses as areola virus, the virus that causes smallpox. And monkeypox symptoms are similar to smallpox symptoms, but mildly, and monkeypox is rarely fatal. Monkeypox is not related to chickenpox. Monkeypox was discovered in 1958 when two outbreaks of a pox-like disease occurred in colonies of monkeys. Despite being named monkeypox, the source of the disease remains unknown. However, African rodents, you know, rodents, you know, like roaches and all those insects, and rodents and non-human primates like monkeys might harbor the virus and infect people. The first human case of monkeypox was recorded in 1970. Prior to the 2022 outbreak, monkeypox had been reported in people in several Central and Western African countries. Thinking about it for centuries. Okay, previously, almost all monkeypox causes or cases in people outside of Africa were linked to international travel to countries where the disease commonly occurs, or through imported animals. These cases occur on multiple continents. And if you want more information, you know, for signs and symptoms and how it spreads, and you want to hear about that, signs and symptoms? Okay, people with monkeypox, let me slow that. I'm sorry. People with monkeypox get a rash that may be located on or near the genitals, penis, testicles, labia, and vagina, or anus. Then they get B-U-T-T-H-O-L-E in parentheses, and could be on other areas like the hands, feet, chest, face, or mouth. The rash will go through several stages, including scabies. Okay, it's scabies or scabs, before healing. Okay, scabs, it's the cover over of a sore. Okay, scabs, S-C-A-B-S, before healing. The rash can initially look like pimples or blisters and may be painful or itchy. Scabies. So scabies, it's like that too, you know. Like second stage of the herpes, when you get blisters And that's when it's contagious, when the blisters are there. But as soon as the blisters dry up and going into intubation, back into intubation, you know, and then they turn into scabs, covering of the blister, when it busts and dries up. Okay, maybe painful or itchy. Other symptoms of monkeypox can include fever, chills, swollen lymph nodes, exhaustion, muscle aches and backache, respiratory symptoms, in other words, sore throat, nasal congestion, or cough. You may experience all or only a few symptoms. Sometimes people have flu-like symptoms before the rash. Some people get a rash first, followed by other symptoms. Other? Oh, my phone ripped. Oh, boy.
Huh? Alhamdulillah, but you got, I was just saying, think about it, but you got to remember.
How long do monkeypox symptoms last? Monkeypox symptoms usually start within 3 weeks of exposure to the virus. If someone has flu-like symptoms, they will usually develop a rash 1 to 4 days later. Monkeypox can be spread from time until the rash has healed. All scabs have fallen off, and a fresh layer of skin has formed. The illness typically lasts 2 to 4 weeks. Avoid close contact, including or being intimate with anyone, until you have been checked out by a health care provider. And that's all I'm going to read of that. Okay. Now you can look it up and read more for yourself, or listen attentively to the news or health column, if you'll be able to get that. I was, first of all, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one God, the one creator, the heaven, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and bliss of Allah be upon him, is the seal of the prophets and Allah's last prophet and Allah's messenger. I greet you all with the greetings of God's peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. And I want to thank Brother Fuja again, because he was most helpful tonight. I guess everybody wondered, well, my goodness, where is Sister Daya? She's not saying anything. She didn't start it off. And I didn't play the theme song because he had said that he can go on. We could go on without it, you know, and just go on and start speaking. And I asked if he would take the first half and I'd do the second half, because it was a must phone conference that I had to attend. Okay, so I had to attend that, and I thank Allah that he was there to fill in, to help me out, help us out, because we're all in this together. I had seen Brother Muhammad's hand go up before when Brother Suja was on, but it went up because I guess he wanted to just to speak on what he, you know, wanted to speak on, because it seemed as if he didn't have any questions. I wanted to contribute anything to what Brother Suja has said, because I recall Brother Suja said if anyone has any questions, want to add on to what he had been saying, then just, you know, indicate that by pushing the one on your phone receiver and flag, your hand would go up and you'll be brought into the queue and your mic would be opened and turned on. So it seemed like nobody had any thing to say, so that's alhamdulillah. That means a lot of the message got across clearly, if nobody had anything to ask any questions on. And it was a good teachings. And we learned from each other. Okay, I see a hand up here that is wanting to offer something, but I wanted to, this just came on, I wanted to mention something myself about the children, if y'all don't mind. It is 8:07, but I'm going to call on him anyway. But he's saying, he understands why I say his hand can be up for a minute. And I just want to get this across to the sisters and to everybody on about the children. But I'm going to bring him on in anyway. And I'm talking about none other than my dear husband, Brother Abdul Akbar. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam.
Are you in Atlanta?
Yes, in Atlanta. Just got back.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Yes. No God but one God, his proper name, Allah, he is the creator. Allah means the creator of this creation. And I openly bear witness that he have chosen Prophet Muhammad, who to be the seal of the prophet, means there's no more prophet to come. He is the last of the prophet, of the line of prophets coming to humanity. Well, thank you for allowing me to just say a few words. About the children and the adults who've been trusted with the children, because this world is out to destroy all. Used to be out just to destroy the boys, but now he's out destroying all, no matter what ethnic group they from or where they live or where they sail on this country. Satan is out to get us all. Don't want to leave nothing. But Allah is in charge. Allah says Satan planned, and he planned. He makes the best of planning. Satan's time is up. His time is coming to an end, because there's more truth now than ever been in the world or the beginning of this world. So we come here to not broadcast talk radio say, bring the truth on the racial limits and how many problems, all the problems that's causing all over the planet Earth, with good and decent human beings who will be good, decent people if Satan hadn't, and started affecting their life. So I just left the LaGrange, Georgia, talking to the sheriff there. The people there welcome the Muslim there, and they looking ahead in the time that we can get our place back so we can start having programs or having interfaith together, and then that's what the chief is talking about, having interfaith together, bringing the young people, gangbangers, and all the troublemakers to our place. They believe they can get some help, and we believe they can get some help, because Allah has really blessed us with this truth that we must share with the world in order to make this world a better world to live in. So Allah has blessed us with that. There's one God. All we need is people who is sincere, who want to bring this about, who wants to see that the world change. There ain't no magic wand going to change this world. It's going to be human beings who love this world, who see the problems in this world and ready to come together and put down their difference and work on the solution to our problem. And when we do that, then we can help somebody. We can't help nobody saying that we ain't going to help these people because they're Christian, because they're Jews. That ain't Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad was trying to save the world. That means everybody that could listen and hear, who had a good heart, he was trying to save them, even though they became good Christians or better Jews. Then all praise is due to Allah. It's not due to no individual. It's due to the one who created the individual. And that's Almighty God Allah. So we here tonight, here on this Black Talk radio station, know that image got removed. But at the same time, we have to move that image. We have to replace it with something better. And that is something better is the truth, that there's only one creator, Jesus Christ. We love him, but we cannot worship an image. Jesus Christ was a man born from his mother, Mary. He was the son of Mary, not the son of God. And this is what we have to tell people. We want to ask them, why is the world so messed up? And then we said, let us tell you what we think. The world is messed up because they done turned God, creator of this heaven and this earth, in the heaven and the earth, and made the one who did it in a man image. And it starts off in the Bible. When the Bible says, we are made in the image of God. How in the world we made in the image of God when God can make it rain? God can give life and death. We ain't made in no image. We made in the image of Adam and Eve, the first creatures that became human beings walking on this earth to be tested. That's what we made out of. So we had to tell them that. The Quran is pointed at. We had to tell them that that's a great mistake made in the image of God. I remember when this Nation of Islam, I went 2-3 of us said that. I'm a God. And I didn't have a job. I'm a God, and I need some money. What kind of God is that? So all this truth had to come, and that falsehood had to come and be moved out of the way for the truth can come. And now the truth that we have now will truly set us. And this is what Christ Jesus said. Know he the truth, and the truth is that he did not die for anybody's sin. He's not coming back. He said that you and me and I'm in you. So the same spirit is in Jesus, it is in us. That same spirit in Prophet Muhammad is in us. And Jesus said he had to go away, and all for that spirit, one comes to bring the spirit to the people. So we here tonight, I want to thank Allah for making me, allow me to be a Muslim on his earth. This is Allah's earth. Man make you think that he owns something. He make you think he in charge of something. And the earthquake or the tornado come or the wind build up, and everything he thought said that he was in charge of get blown away. He ain't in charge of nothing but how he's supposed to conduct his life out of the books that God has given us that make sense. It makes sense not to make no image of God. That makes sense. But to say God is a God, we are coming in God's image, then that don't make no sense. And that makes sense when it said you would tell me if somebody hit me on my right side, not to give them the left side to fight with those who fight with me. That makes sense. But when you tell me if somebody hit me on my right side, I'm going to give my left side, then that don't make sense to me. So we only should choose those things in Scripture that make sense. And when we chose those things in Scripture that make sense, then we're able to make or remake the world. So we thank Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad. We thank him for Malcolm X and Malcolm Shabazz. And we thank him for Dr. King and a whole lot of more. We thank him for all the good people that passed through this earth, whether it's John Brown, who's a Caucasian, or Lincoln, who put up a little fight, talking about he's going to free the slaves, even Lincoln, for thinking like that. Or the North for thinking like they fight for our freedom. We know they can fight for something else. But all of that, we thank God for all of that. We thank Allah for all the good that he has given us and the lesson he has taught us. And now we realize that we got to move on our own and all of the have the kind of freedom that God wants us to have. We had to go out on our own. We can't continue to depend on people who have no love for us, who are in place to mistreat us. We had to move against those people.
we have to move away from those people, and we have to turn around and educate them. They're no God. They're not God. We have to re-educate them. They're not God. They're not God chosen people. We're all chosen to be tested by the one God. So we have to make. We have to tell them that. To be quiet and do nothing. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's bothering our heart. And that's bothering us, that we, our children going to school and being introduced to a homosexual lifestyle. That's bothering us. So we don't need to be putting our children in school, and we should be telling them why we don't want to do it. And you know what? They are not going to argue with us today. They're not going to stand up and say, y'all wrong today. Because we got the Bible and the Quran to back us up. And God said he made man and woman. He don't say he made anything less than that. And when you say a homosexual man or woman, that's less than what God, because they cannot produce each other. And they cannot make or keep a world here in place, two men, two women. So we had to point that out to that is a scratch. That's a scratch against them already. And then another big scratch against them when God brought revelation and said mankind should not be laying with mankind and womankind should not be laying with womankind. So that's a big scratch against them. Then shows the abomination of that. So all of this is to make us see better, act better, live better. So we'll never be able to own anything. We're too with jealousy and envy have been positive enough put in us to keep us away from any, keep us away from any success. The envy and jealousy have been put in us to keep us divided and conquered. And that one true, we wouldn't be divided and conquered like we are. We wouldn't be in last place on everything in this world. We in last place. We on the bottom. And it looked like it's hard for us to get up, and we'll never be able to get up as a people when we can say equal. Equal means you got a stove, I got a stove. That's what equal means. Equal means that you got a neighborhood, and I got a neighborhood. That's equal. But long as one people got all the neighborhoods, they own all the planes and the ship in the sky, all the big boats, yachts and everything, we cannot be equal. As long as that continues to happen, we are all fade and continue to be in bad shape as a people, and people will be walking over us because they got judges in place. They got their judges. They got their lawyers in place. As long as they got lawyers and judges in place and we have none, they can judge us and we can't judge them, then we'll never be equal. And the only way we're going to be able to protect ourselves, we have to have our own security that represents true security. Because these police and these sheriffs, they've been told to shoot us, and when they shoot us to death for nobody be able to testify. Nobody will be able to sue. Shoot the life out of them. This is the attitude of the people who left and do not have no respect for their creator. I'm talking about our Caucasian brothers. I'm talking about some of our African-American brothers, supposed to be Muslim, supposed to be human beings, and yet they so far away from being a human being because any human being with love, righteousness. Any human being with respect for God says in the Bible, you're going to reap what you sow. Most Christians today do not pay that no attention. They act like that's a joke put in scripture, or that's a saying put in scripture that I have. You reap what you sow means if you sow wrong, wrong going to be your own and undoing. That's what it means. It don't mean that you do wrong and get good out of it. God ain't going to let that happen. So God said he only stepped good. And we have to tell the people that, even though they don't want to hear. But at least they said somebody told them the truth. Because the thing they're saying on the judgment day, they're going to be saying that nobody came to me and brought me no truth. I didn't know nothing about that. God. And God would know what they know. He would know if they heard the truth or not. He would know that the word that he wants to reach them. He would know. So, but we don't want to be guilty that nobody, no Muslim came to us and brought us the truth because the Muslims sat at home and afraid to get out and share what they had with the people. We don't want that said, that stigma put on us. So we thank Allah for all who have done to Prophet Muhammad. We thank Allah for Imam Wahid Muhammad explaining to us and to the world Prophet Muhammad and his mission here on this earth. Jesus Christ and his mission here on Moses and Abraham. He explained in his book, Don't Leave Prophet's mission on this earth. And it's so plain. It's so understandable because Allah has blessed this man to bring us nothing but raw truth, and the truth has set many of us free, and the one who didn't want to be free or want no change in the world, only thing he did to them, remind them that their truth has come, and they had to get with the truth of falsehood, and they choose falsehood, and that's a sad mistake they made. So may Allah continue to bless us all to stay on the course that God has set for us. Be good, kind to each other. Let's try to work with each other. Until we own in many schools or many places, until we start being the judges, until we start uniting, unite together and not be afraid or ashamed to unite, until we get to that point, we always going to be on the thumb. We always going to be on the hands. We all going to be under the misguidance of these people who control the airwaves, who control the TV, who control the music that come to our ears. They control all that fear. And so long as they got that, long as that is in their life, we're going to have that problem. We're going to have that problem. So may God continue to bless us all to get well, to get courage, to get strong, so we can save the world that God has planted us in. So I greet you as I came. I want to greet you as I came. And thank Daya for allowing me come in. I thank Daya for allowing me to come on our show tonight and share what I have for a few minutes. So may God continue to bless us all, strengthen us, be good Muslims. Well, we can save the children. Well, you save the children, you're going to have to make sure you save the mother and father. Here's a mother left her child, her children in the car, and a gun in the car, and one of the children got the gun and shot and killed his sister. And they locked her mama up where she should be. Now she regrets she had a gun in the car. See, these people want us to carry a gun, but they don't want us to do nothing with them guns but shoot each other. And that is exactly what we're doing. They know the psychology we live under. We live under psychology that a nigga ain't nothing, and we call ourselves niggas and black and spooks, whatever they call us, whatever they tell us. You know, one of the sayings they said they gave us, and I see people still among us say that. They said the Caucasian man said, call the Indian giver. The Indian wasn't the Indian giver. It was the Caucasian man was the giver and the one who was taking it back. But he put that stigma on the Indian. Just like he put the word niggers on us. And the word nigger means anybody dirty, low down, and foul. Show me some human beings more dirty than the people that brought us here, worked us 400 years, raped the babies, raped the women, took their name away from them, took their culture away from them, took everything away from them and named them and gave them the word Negro and nigger. You show me a people more dirty and low down than those people. And that's what the word nigger means. You can't find nobody fit that description no other than the Caucasian and some Jews. Fit that. Maybe more Jews than Caucasian because the Jews been following
the Caucasians have been following the ways of the Jews, of the Gentiles. So may God peace be on us while we're on this earth. Let's keep working together. We're gonna eventually move this, all this evil that we don't come into, out, and we'll become coming back to be good human beings here on this earth. So I thank you, Daya, for allowing me to come on and say a few things. May Allah continue to bless you. Thank you. Keep up the good work. I love you. Assalamu alaikum. Zaire? Well, here she comes. She's on the way. So may Allah continue to help us stay on the course that we own. The Imam YD Muhammad said it all, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. And one thing we have under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it might not have been real, we had unity. We trusted each other. We realized we had nobody to work with but ourselves. So we did that. We tried, we bought, send money to buy the stoves and the farmland, and we were hoping to get a hospital, but now we got more doctors in our community and nurses in our community. Now we can own a hospital, and we had to own one. We got all the people we need to operate and run a hospital. All we need is the love and the honesty to work with each other and put down the petty idea that we cannot work with each other. The ant is successful because the ant working with his brother, and he was taking his queen ant, and he has not failed. No way. So all praise is due to Allah. I'm going to turn this over to Daya. Here she comes. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. 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 Go easy.
Okay. Appreciate everybody's input. And I myself, they had mentioned something about the Lyme disease for the children that was breaking out with the children too. I heard about that on the news. Listen, you know, that's the only time I really bother listening to the news here lately, you know, because I don't really do television. I unless it's someone that I feel there's information necessary, some really relevant, not some irrelevant, or not some that is, I'm not going to learn anything from. There's a whole lot of gossip and a whole lot of, but anyway, it's they got the Lyme disease that's out, and I see where you want to go back with, you know, here it is right here. I had on. Okay, and it says children and Lyme disease study. It says showing results for children and Lyme disease study. Search and study for children and Lyme. Okay. Okay. It says seasonality of acute Lyme disease in children. I've got to find out what this means. PMC, capital P, capital N, capital C, dash, capital N, capital C, capital D, capital I. Okay, medical. Okay. And this was in 2021 by a K.M. Sandham. And it says, in our multi-center prospective study of children undergoing evaluation for acute Lyme disease early and early disseminate. Early disseminate. Pediatric Lyme Disease Biobank, United States, 2015 to 2020. Okay, now I'm trying to go back now to think of why I said it. It has something to do with, because of the study with the Lyme disease and the COVID and everything nowadays, and things that are affecting children. That's what this is all about. Yeah, that's what this is all about. Because I belong to the Children's Health Defense.org. Children's Health Defense.org. If anybody can joining. They have free email, free e-books in there in reference to the children and information about the children. So up to date and, you know, the past and the tests and all and the experiments and all that sort of stuff. So, and it's John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is one of the main people over this. He has a newsletter, and it says that he wrote a book out. wrote a book, too, that says a letter to liberals from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., The Conflict of Interest. Conflict of Interest with Liberals. A letter to liberals from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yes, he's very much into that, too. Very much into it. But he's concerned about the children. This is an attack on science and American ideas. An attack on science and American ideas is what this letter to the liberals is about, from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which he calls a conflict of interest, undermining children's health. Undermining children's health. And you get the ebook from him, and you can also get a, a membership, a newsletter I'm trying to think of. You can also get a newsletter from him. Okay, let me just read a little bit about this. Then I know we had said we were going to finish up reading on something that that was in the Muslim Journal last time we met. And over here. I put it over here, but I might have moved it. Okay, here they are. Got them. Okay, we're going to read a little bit about this right here. Okay, sure results for children in Lyme disease study. Okay, Pediatric Lyme Disease Biobank, United States, 2015 to 2020. Okay, and it says, we conducted a prospective cohort study of children evaluated from the Lyme study. More results from www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov. People also ask, is Lyme disease in children serious? And the answer is, if Lyme disease is caught and treated early, most children will make a full recovery. Some children with Lyme disease go on to experience what's called a post-infectious syndrome with symptoms that may include feeling fatigue, joint aches and pains, headaches, difficulties sleeping, and problems concentrating. Wow, sounds almost like a bit monkeypox symptoms too. Okay. It also says, okay, parenting when children have Lyme disease. Fear, frustration. In the present study, we used a qualitative approach to investigate the experiences of parents whose children have Lyme disease. Okay. The continuous study. Okay. Pediatric Lyme disease. Okay. Okay. It's got excerpts, so you still continue to look. And I didn't get those. Okay, and what age group is most at risk for Lyme disease? It's a question that's asked. People of any age can get Lyme disease, but the illness is most common in persons under 16 years of age or persons older than 30 years of age. Wow.
I thought they came along with ticks and all that. Never had a real understanding of Lyme disease. Lyme disease epidemiology. Lyme disease epidemiology, Virginia Department of Health. And they have a write-up about it. And it says, Lyme disease. What is Lyme disease? Lyme disease is a tick-borne illness caused by infection with the bacteria Borrelia burgdorferi and was first diagnosed in the town of Old Lyme, Connecticut. My goodness. The Lyme disease agent is transmitted to persons only through the bite of an infected. Oh. Lyme disease agent is transmitted to persons only through the bite of an infected black-legged tick. Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne illness in Virginia. Who can get Lyme disease? People of any age can go, okay, we do their Lyme disease. Person under 16, okay, and persons older than 30 years of age. Anyone who spends time outdoors, particularly in suburban forested environments where tick populations are typically the highest, is at greater risk of exposure. The peak transmission season occurs in May and June, but may potentially occur throughout the year. Wow. What are the symptoms of Lyme disease? Most patients, 75% will see the development of a red rash called an erythema migraines. Okay, erythema can be like, you say erythema because it's red, you know, like erythromycin, stuff like that to kill. I was thinking of another word. So erythema, they cause, it means red. Even in the blood. Oh, erythrocytes, I was thinking about erythrocytes and leukocytes. Leukocytes are the white blood cells like that helps to and let you know how fast an infection is you're getting an infection because you don't have erythrocytes, which are the red blood cells. So that helps make the blood, help makes, you know, yeah. The constituents of the blood. Okay. So it says people of any age, okay, anyone who spends time outdoors, particularly environments, particularly all typical, the highest, is at greater risk of exposure. The peak transmission season occurs in May, okay, but may potentially occur throughout the year. What are the symptoms of Lyme disease? Most patients, greater than 75%, will see the development of a red rash called an erythema migraine, capital E, capital M, or a rash, or a bull's eye rash around a tick bite site within days or weeks of the tick bite. This rash expands up to 12 inches in diameter and often clears around the center. Hmm. It sounds nasty. The rash does not itch or hurt, so it may not be noticed if it is on a person's back, side, or scalp. The initial illness may cause fatigue, fever, headaches, muscle and joint pains, and swollen lymph nodes. Soon after exposure, do symptoms appear? The rash can appear from 3 to 30 days. This is capital M, capital E, capital M, erythromycin, erythrocytic area. Well, it's called the rash. Can appear from 3 to 30 days after tick exposure, usually by 7 days. Other symptoms begin to appear at the time of the rash. How does Lyme disease spread? The bacteria that causes Lyme disease is only transmitted through, how can that be? How can they just cut me off like that? It just cut off.
You stay on.
This thing, no, I'm signed back in.
Still on back in. To my phone.
Yes, it's the you know, I have to show what I had to do, sir. Okay, well, I'm coming back, y'all, but just a little bit. We only have, we don't have too long to go. But we should just pop right back up in there. I keep saying I'll get another computer, but my mother's good back there. It just came right back up. I don't know. But anyway, everything is still on. Okay, we're going to rush through this right here because there's not much more to go. Ooh, yes, it is true. But anyway, we're going to stop about Lyme's disease and pick it up. But it's, at least you know how can Lyme disease be prevented. Well, I'll do that one. Currently, no vaccine available for Lyme disease prevention. Avoiding the bites from black-legged ticks and, if bitten, probably removing attached ticks are the only ways to prevent Lyme disease. Black-legged ticks live in shady forest habitats and in forest leaf litter, but may also be found in grass along shady forest edges or in any vegetation that is shaded by trees. When working or playing in these habitats, wear light-colored clothing and tuck pants into socks and shirts into pants. Wear clothing, shoes, and socks that have been treated with permethrin repellents. Do not use permethrin directly on exposed skin. Apply only repellents containing active ingredients such as DEET, whoever doesn't know what these things are, picoridin, oil of lemon, eucalyptus, I know what eucalyptus and oil of lemon is, to expose skin such as at the elbows of your arms. If you're wearing shorts, apply repellent to the skin on your legs at and below the knees. Always follow the guidance provided on product labels. Shower with soap and hot water and check body surfaces carefully to remove ticks as soon as possible after spending time in tick habitats. Wow, it's a lot about ticks on here. And it's something that they just started doing the research on as far as with the children. So it'll behoove us to try to find out what we can find out about these ticks and just how far they intend to do the study and what else it will curtail, what else it will go into. Okay. Okay, it's 8:47 now. And I wasn't able to get the, that's right, the 2018 test here. WD Muhammad. All right, I'm going to keep on looking until I get it. I'll go to Kwawi and ask him about his his library. Anything he has in there about it. Okay, but it's just a, let me get Brother Muhammad. I want to pull Brother Muhammad in. Yes, because he has had his hand up. He dropped him once, but then he came. I said, I'm taking Brother Muhammad. Sorry, we didn't get you before now, but alhamdulillah. At least you're
That's all right. No, I'm enjoying Allah blessing y'all and guiding y'all through what the message that you are delivered. Very, very, very important. So that's alhamdulillah. I'm enjoying it.
So it's 8:48 now. When you got it up until we go off, and then you can.
Well, yeah, I like the year this time since it's a short of a time, and I just rather keep on listening to what y'all talk about. It's very important.
Okay, well, Brother Muhammad, Sharif, if Sister Sharifa is available and she's there and she remembers what the part was, that we could read about the children, something, a continuation of anything.
Then she can pick it up. If not, then I will go on with this. We'll go on with something. It doesn't matter. Okay, there she is. She's my, we help each other to do this reading and stuff. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam. Yeah, she's not available right now, so you can go ahead. We'll listen to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Give it a reading. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, okay. And I do remember that we were supposed to come back with something about abortion, but the other information was supposed to be coming from the Tafsir of Imam W.D. Muhammad, 2018, pages 147 through 112. If anybody else has it, then they can bring it to us when we come back on Sunday or Tuesday, or any other night during the week. If even with the brothers have it, they may need somebody to pitch in with them sometimes to help out, and we can read that too. But I wasn't able to get a hold of that, what I wanted to, from the Tafsir, pages 107 to 112. Putting the final book. Okay. You can tell the truth about it. I didn't know how to go about trying to put it up. I know it's New Africa. Imam W.D. Muhammad, New Africa. We can pull up some things on and get information. Okay. Brother Muhammad said he wants to, he'd rather listen to us instead of saying anything else. Where's Sister Sharon? Sharon said she was going to come on when she felt like it. I mean, she probably still getting herself together in the moving and everything.
No, she's in the, we're still doing that. But
huh?
She's lifted, Sister Sharon. She lifted it a little bit. Her grandbaby in there talking.
Yeah, okay. Okay, alhamdulillah.
Well, while you are looking, if you don't mind, I will say this. Just throw some figures out there. You know, it's inshallah, bismillah, rahim.
Okay, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that we put it in our memory bank, you know, that for at least all the way up until Allah deemed it necessary, the clarity of Christ, you know, the false reality, period, doesn't exist, definitely ain't the Son of God, etc. Definitely ain't Prophet Isa. Definitely wasn't born by Sister Mariam, the mother of Isa, Prophet Isa. But anyway, we've been blessed by Allah to bless in America, you know, that at least for the last 120 years, the clarity of it. I mean, there's been other societies, they knew and everything, but they were scared to say anything about it, or a lot of them hadn't even had the opportunity to ponder it. But for the last 120-something years, Allah has blessed America through the leadership of Master Farah Muhammad, his party, exactly that of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the total clarity of Imam Warf Muhammad on this falsehood that God had a son. And the whole world, for the last 120 years, are fully aware now of this scheme of the shaitan, and that is why we are seeing diminishing returns on the propagation of what they call Christianity. They have gotten so much hell in the world and out of the world of what they live in, you know, for the last 120 years due to that mercy Allah sent to them as well as to all the world to bring the clarity on this falsehood that God had a son. Also, most children who the psychological effects from this type of residue, you know, are most likely under the age of 80, maybe 80, maybe 95. Because remember, before Allah blessed us with enlightenment, we were children of the Bible. I mean, we had no choice but to believe in some of the fantasies, some of the falsehood, the propagation that it perpetrated against us and our free will. And mm-hmm. that was everybody else. That was everybody else. That's why they believe in Santa Claus and each and all this other junk that came along with it. And thus, us children of the Bible, the corrupt Bible, the tainted Bible, not the truth that is, but the part that we have been fed, the falsehood of it. God had a son. Mm-hmm. White people are the sons, the children of God. We are in the Bible the black slaves of the white people or any people. We're the slave for all of humanity. You know, let them tell it.
Uh-huh.
So the most of these, but our grandchildren have also heard this message probably ever since they've been in the late 50s. So they're in their 70s now. The children who were of the Bible and got free from it when Allah blessed us to be introduced to the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. These are very, very important milestones to remember so we can measure our progress and what we have shared with our children and what kind of psychological information we have fed them that we have not mm-hmm. went back and corrected it with the Quran. Only the Quran can correct the beforehand revelation, the Torah, the Gospel, the Bible, et cetera, et cetera. Only the Quran can give it dignity. Only the Quran can give it back its straight weight. So our children, we're talking about the grandchildren now. Those might be the ones 50 years old and down. You know, well, the reason why they are having such a difficulty in the world, and I'm talking about all kids, but especially the Muslim kids, is because they see that we are walking in the same steps of other people before us. And they know that they are blessed because they had the opportunity to get 30 or 25 or 40% of some kind of understanding of the Quran by our efforts as parents and grandparents, and may Allah increase their understanding. But it's confusing them.
Right.
Because of the same thing that we're doing, that the people before us done. You know, we are transgressing knowledge that comes to us to set us free, and we're using it to hold on to the dunya and to hold on to a whole lot of things that we learned when we were of the Bible. And we can't shake this scheme, this psychological effect on us, and then we are grandparents. And then the psychological mm-hmm. effect it has still on our children and then on our grandchildren. And if we don't get back to teaching and sharing with people the Quran in its clarity and establish the world of the Quran, which is halal, without begging nobody, without asking nobody, et cetera, et cetera. Because Allah said even teach the beggar how to work so he don't have to keep begging. We don't have to keep being Lazarus. See, a lot of us still don't understand the psychological influences of all those lies that we heard are still dictating to us how we treat the Quran, how we appreciate Prophet Muhammad. And you see how it's making us appreciate each other now. Only thing we're not doing is calling each other a black nigger. That's the only thing that we're not doing, because we do have the Quran, and Allah has given it dignity, giving a certain degree of manners and respect for each other. But we still keep forgetting the influence, subliminal influence of the life under the Bible, and the people who benefit from it, doing everything they can to enslave us, pervert us, kill us, whatever they want. We still have that inbred fear.
inbred fear. It's been bred into our intellect. We have been raped intellectually, you know. And a lot of us don't understand that the homosexuality we see today in the physical manifestation of it is because of the perversion in the minds of the people. Now, look how men and women before Allah blessed us through the life of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Faraj Muhammad, and the great mercy of giving us clarity and balance in the life of Imam W.D. Muhammad. We was doing all those things. We was drinking, immoral sexual acts, in the house and out of the house. It got it. That's why it runs so rapid in the penitentiary, you know, in places where men and women are locked up. That psychological effect of the Bible, of reading the stories of homosexuals back in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, all the lies and perversion that is contained in the Bible, highlighted in the Bible, and then put that stuff on us and held the truth back from us. It's in the how we, first of all, realize that we are still children of the Bible, because we haven't broken, accepted out Islam like the way we should. That means that we still are underneath the fable. That's why Imam Muhammad used to teach about the Aesop fables and all the little rhymes and things. He was freeing us from these fantasies and these falsehoods, this perversion of the intellect, having the intellect where now. That's why it seems rapid in our community, how it seems like black men and black women are more prevalent, and they keep the news media, keep the camera on them, and try to make people say that homosexuality is running amok amongst the black people, you know, that we are animals. We don't have no moral character. Still doing it, because his schemes don't change. So that's how we're going to have to deliver this message of concern and remember that a lot of them people already know and don't even believe in. But they work and they go. They don't have the model example of a human being in the life of Prophet Muhammad. They don't have the model example of Medina and Mecca in their life. And so what's happening, they're losing their mind. Why do you think these kids are killing each other like they're doing now? Just like Brother Shoes, I do what he said. It was so true. They are losing their damn mind. But Imam Muhammad told us that in that CD, the final on the battlefield, that, you know, he told us, it's not about nothing else no more except that the mind is lost, like Allah said. And the Bible has a lot to do with it. That's why we think that it's more important that we break the psychological influence of the Bible on our children, because that's what they bring into them. Jesus love, she love, they love, we love, 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 love. Santa Claus loves you. You know who's been good or not. The Easter Bunny. All of this phony love that we have passed on to our children by not breaking the tie from our parents that we spoke to. Don't you know that Allah told us all, do not obey your parents if it conflicts with your worship to him. Now, when we really be honest with ourselves and sit down and remember when we first became a Muslim, remember some of us became a Muslim back at 18, 19, 20, 20, 22 years old. We still was under the influence of our mothers, and we would go willfully because of the food, the seduction, because of this, and then lie to ourselves and say we going for the unity, and we sit right there and laugh and joke with them about the old lost and lying false fairy tale. You know, we get all dressed up for Easter, and you know, and we still be Muslim. And we were Muslim already. Some of us had already written off our letter, and then when we got further into the deen, you know, we had already said the Shahada, and we still make excuses right now. I just happened to hear from a brother of mine, a friend of mine, called and told me about how the imam in one was setting out, he was a black African king. They were celebrating his birthday. Family members all coming around, rallying around him. And it sounds harmless, but this is very serious when our kids see us do that. So they don't believe in nothing. They don't believe in nothing because nobody in the world is showing them anything except lying and murder and war and homosexuality and drugs, but they don't see anything halal. And they're educated with worldly knowledge, with the business aptitude of do for self in a selfish way. How could Christianity or any other religion catch so much hell? And how can us Muslims catch so much hell like we do, killing each other, firing RPGs into Juma, got kings and queens? Don't you see that we have not woke up ourselves and we have not come out of there like Allah said? And invite all to what is good and forbid what is wrong to come into our reality, a halal that we're going to establish here in America. We're going to have it, we're going to do it, but how many of our children do we have to lose planning 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, 50 years down the road before we even want freedom to be a Muslim? We still calling each other black in Juma. We still referring to ourselves as niggas in Juma, and we think we're paraphrasing about some other time zone we was in, but we're still talking about our own self. When we get angry, it's easy to see Muslims call each other a nigger. If necessary, might call him an SOB, according to how heated and how much lost the control of their anger, like Father Muhammad said, that they might have in a debate, and the debate might be about the Quran. That they get mad about, you insulted me. I'm better than you. I know more Quran than you. I know this more than you. To the point it boils over. Have the women in the masjid, coming out of masjid, watching the two brothers getting ready to argue about protocol. Arguing about something that dress. What's allowed, what ain't allowed. And progress. We have more arguments about progress. And making progress together, fellow realizes the psychological effect it puts on our children when they see this. They're in worse shape than those Christian kids out there who know there ain't no such thing as no Christian. They'll tell you their own self. I'm talking about 7, 8-year-old white kids will tell you, no, there ain't no Santa Claus. We know it ain't no Santa Claus. We know it ain't no rabbit had no egg. And we're still talking about it like it's real.
Rabbit don't have eggs.
We be talking like it's real. We make them re-believe in the falsehood that we set them free from through Allah's mercy in the life of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W. Muhammad. They going back to it. We going back to it. We making excuses now to celebrate Juneteenth, Martin Luther King, Queen Day. You know, man, we coming up with more excuses to justify to be with the disbelievers who done made it clear to us that they don't believe, they ain't going to believe. But if you want to come across in my yard and celebrate with me, no problem. But I don't want none of that out as long. No, I'm not coming to no mass here. No, I ain't coming to none of your meetings. They are firm in their belief. And our children are standing right beside us wondering what the hell is wrong with us. That's what makes them fear Shaitan. That's what makes them fear the world. They don't know nothing about no slavery. They don't know nothing about the white man like I'm talking about our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. They don't know nothing about the white man like we do. But they fear him because they see how we act. They fear how we this and fear that and fear. They see how we hate, too. Even with a warning from Imam Muhammad, do not become racist. And be talking about me all the time. Or I all the time. You know? When it's supposed to be about we and us, humanity, if you're going to talk it. But talking for do for self first, though. You're the only one on the planet that ain't ready. Your children don't have nothing, like Brother Akbar always say. So true. Your great-grandchildren don't even have you. Let me say it again. Your great-grandchildren don't even have you. They had already written you out of their life.
Yep.
Because they know you are sincere in being whatever type of Muslim you are or think you are. But so they have written you off for their future.
Yeah.
They don't even plan to have you in the future other than maybe a barrenness if they have to.
Yeah. It's true.
We need to really look at how Allah is Akbar. He has left nothing of foggy. It's pure what he has given us because we are the people who he wants to do it in this time. 120 years we have been teaching that the white man is the devil. You really think nobody knows about it? Even people on the outside of earth now, due to the good dawah that those wonderful people Allah use in his way to bring about a clarity of the air, come out of America, and people all around the world now call the white man the devil. Even the white man call himself the devil. I know what I'm talking about. I have been in Germany, and I've seen white people, when they be honest, call their own selves devils. Everybody done call them devils. So our children are wondering, what the hell do we keep on acting like we love these devils? I can't hear nothing about Muslims because we're always talking about the devil. And when we say devil, mm-hmm. they don't see the spooky person. They see the white man.
But don't tell me
they see what he's doing to the world. And they agree. But then they be saying, I don't have nothing. Do you know when a little white girl or a little white boy who are trying to run away from Christianity, I'm talking about 8, 9 years old, and when they go to school, they are so proud to see how we act as Muslims, our children. But then when they get closer to them, they see how weak we are. We're always ready to play their game. We're always ready to take their idea. We always want to play like they do, take care of business like they do. So they give up. They say, these ain't the people. They talking, just like my mom and them was talking until I found out the truth. There ain't no Santa Claus. They're doing the same thing, but only it's different. Look at their congregations. When they get 19, 20 years old and they're going to college now, and they're learning about the people who's supposed to be Muslim. Why they got kings? Why they do each other like this? Why they got schools
brother.
Of thought?
Okay, Brother Muhammad.
Something to think about is the psychological effects of what this false world that Shaitan and put on the people, that's what it's doing to our children. It's blowing their minds. And we're not trying to protect them at all by telling them the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And it's putting it in deeds and actions. In closing, they say, Mom and them love these daggone white people more than they love us, even though they talking hate. But they're willing to turn. They say they won't turn the other cheek, but they do because they're so quick to go do business with them. Want to sit down and talk to them about everything except what they're doing to us wrong and what they're doing to humanity wrong. It's confusing to our college kids.
Okay, Brother.
Who's getting ready to have a wife and children? They don't know what to do.
9:13, Brother Muhammad. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah.
9:13. Yeah. I know you got to say stuff.
Yes, I apologize.
But tomorrow, that's okay. Whatever. But you said was very important, you know, and we consider what you say, and we weigh it.
It's not me now. Remember, that's a lie. I hope I ain't got I ain't got two cents.
I understand what you're saying. You're just passing it on. Yeah, just passing on the message. So could you close us out in prayer, please? We appreciate that.
Yes,
and we appreciate that we heard what you were saying. We hear you.
Alhamdulillah.
It's a lie. We can
Min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Amen. May Allah forgive me for my mistakes and bless all of you and be safe.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah. Same there. Till tomorrow, assalamu alaikum. Give my sister greetings for me.
Wa alaikum assalam.